Brad Newsham, welcome to CKUT Radio. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Beach Impeach and beachimpeach.org is the website for this event that you have scheduled down in San Francisco. I believe that's on Ocean's Beach. Is that correct?
Ocean Beach. It's Ocean at the far Beach. End of Golden Gate Park, right on the ocean.
First of all, you've been a cab driver for a while now down there in San Francisco. Can you tell us how you got involved with this project and what made you wanted to go out and make a statement like this?
Well, I've been driving a cab here for 21-plus years, and for the last 6-plus years, I've been hearing from the people in my back seat a steady stream of expressions that indicate that people do not want President Bush to be our president, do not think he's legitimate, think that he has lied to us, misled us at least into this horrible war. And I keep hearing that all day long, month after month after month. And about a year ago, I got involved with the impeachment movement. I thought, you know, why aren't people doing things? And I started one project that lasted a while. And just 2 months ago, I came up with this idea shortly before the election to spell out the word impeach in 100-foot letters. The lettering will be 10 feet thick. And it'll be filled by 1,200 people lying down on the beach. And a helicopter will come by, take photos of all of us down there on the beach with the San Francisco city skyline and the Golden Gate Bridge in the background. And I thought, well, this is what one way to express to our leaders, and particularly to Nancy Pelosi. This is her exact district, and it'll be just 2 days after she takes center stage here. Just express how people feel. And there's a lot of people that are very interested. I've heard a lot of enthusiasm here.
Now, you just had an election down in the United States in November, and the major media for a while had begun to understand that perhaps people were upset about the Iraq war, and that the American people had spoken out and made their statement that they perhaps disagree with the direction of the war, or disagree the fact that the United States is there at all. Do you feel like the politicians down there didn't listen to that statement during the elections?
I thought we spoke very loudly in the election, and everyone in my circles and in the Bay Area seems to feel the same way. We said no, and the leaders seem to think that we said something else. We said we hate this war and think it was a big mistake, and that the leaders have to go, that we need a change of leadership. We voted for a change of leadership and a change of direction, and now they're, you know, dithering around with we don't know. You can hear the frustration in my voice, and it's merely my voice is just a compilation of all the voices I've heard in the last 6 years. And we don't think the message has gotten through at all. We feel like the major media has been ignoring this sentiment that is so deeply, so deep here. I hear this not only from people from San Francisco, but from people from all over the country, and especially from people all over the world from the back of my cab. They cannot believe that we have the president that we have and the leadership that we have, and that we've chosen as a country. This great country has gone off in this wacky direction that the world just can't stomach. And I forget what your question was, but there you have a sense of how people are feeling down here.
Yeah. Do you feel it? It seems to me that perhaps the people had spoken, and basically they said, we need to get out of this war. This war isn't representative of what the American people want. And yet Nancy Pelosi, right before the election, stated, as a matter of fact, that she would not seek impeachment of President Bush. And even after the election, they stated that. And now
she said it is off the table. Impeachment is off the table is her shocking statement. How can that possibly be? One thought I have is that, you know, what we really want is to impeach Bush and Cheney and get them both to go. But that leaves Pelosi in the uncomfortable position, since she's the Speaker of the House and would be the next president if they both left or were impeached. She would be saying, well, make me president. And I can see that she might not want to say that. But the rest of us can say it for her. And the 1,200 of us who are going to lie on the beach this Saturday, that's what we'll be saying.
And I know that there were some arrests this past weekend in the Code Pink organization. They had tried to walk across the Golden Gate Bridge, I believe. Are you worried about arrests, or are you worried about trouble from local law enforcement?
Well, you know, I've got it right over there on the table, a permit. I got it 2 months ago. I have started the process of getting it 2 months ago. I've had it in my hand for a month. I cannot see why the powers that be would have any objection to a peaceful crowd lying down on a beach. but you never know. I am, you know, to tell you the truth, just a little bit worried. I've been calling the local politicians and saying, you know, if you know, the Board of Supervisors, and I've tried to get to Gavin Newsom's office and say, it wouldn't hurt me, it wouldn't bother me at all to have a few of you down there, because I think if the police come and start cracking heads, they'll be less likely to get real enthusiastic about it if they know that there's a lot of supervisors down there.
Well, and I was just going to ask you, have you had any support from any local politicians at all?
It's been interesting getting the word out. It's mostly been this fabulous internet word of mouth. Thank God for the internet. But I haven't really heard directly from any politicians, but they voted, I think it was 7-3 back in August, the Board of Supervisors voted to put an impeach Bush and Cheney resolution on the San Francisco ballot, and it passed with 91,000 yes votes. And there was a similar measure in Berkeley that passed with 19,000 votes. It's a smaller city. And so clearly the politicians are not against this idea. And I wouldn't be surprised at all to see some of them down there or their staffs down there on Saturday.
So if someone were to ask you the top three reasons why President Bush should be impeached, what would be your answer?
Well, here's a little story. I was sitting on the front steps with one of my neighbors when the war was just about to start. And we were watching our kids play on the sidewalk, and she and we were talking about this war that's coming up, terribly, you know, distressing for everybody. And I said to my neighbor Claire that, you know, if we had a neighbor here who had guns in his house and seemed a little deranged, we wouldn't think twice about calling in the police to go in and have a look and see what was going on. And saying, well, and since they've told us that there's weapons of mass destruction over there and that he's going to deliver them to Israel in 45 minutes, Saddam will, how can we really oppose this war? And she said, oh, but Brad, they're lying. There are no weapons of mass destruction. And I said, oh, Claire, I don't think our government would lie to us about something so important. I just laugh now looking back at that, because it just seems real clear to everybody around here that we were, if not flat out lied to, which is what we think, we were certainly misled. And all the support that was there for this war was given in a whole different context than the reality would have had it. So that's the basic one. I don't think we need more reasons than that. You know, if you want to go further, we can go to the draining of the economy, all, you know, the absolute incompetence of the people who have run this war. One thing I have found is that everyone has their own reason for why they think that Bush should be impeached, and I don't have to convince anybody of it. They all have their reasons. They may be different, but there's a deep sentiment here that he just has to go, and so does his whole administration.
And do you think that sentiment reverberates throughout the country, or is that just a regional thing? Or
no, I absolutely do. The election spoke loudly, and while this election only it brought the Senate into a virtual 50-50 tie, the Democrats have just a little edge there, but only a third of the people in the Senate were up for re-election this time, and the voting for that went overwhelmingly Democratic. That to elect these new Democratic senators, if you look at the vote totals cast across the country. But since only a third of the Senate is up for election, it looks like, well, people voted 50-50. Not the case. It was an overwhelming repudiation of the war and of the administration, and if they didn't get that, and I listened to Bush's press conference the day after, and he said, well, he wasn't so sure that the war had that much to do with it. He couldn't read the results, and I think, well, they're not listening, and if he sees it that way, I just don't want our leaders, you know, the ones we did elect, to go along with anything else that he has to say. We are done with this man.
So if people wanted to you know, get in their bathing suit and go down to the beach, where exactly would they go?
Well, it's at the very end of Golden Gate Park. The western part of San Francisco, between Fulton and Lincoln Streets, right smack in front of the Beach Chalet restaurant. It's the only structure on at the end of the park. The Beach Chalet restaurant will be across the street from that, right on the beach. It'll be hard to miss us. There's going to be hundreds and hundreds. I'm thinking it's going to be 1,000, 1,200 people. We've got 650 or so registered already this morning, and they've been registering in mass for the last 5 days. Anyone is invited, and if you want to fly in here, or if you know people who live in the Bay Area, please invite them, and they can register. Working Assets Long Distance has been phenomenal helping out here in this, getting the word out to their people, and they have given us a registration tool, and you can access that, again, through beachimpeach.org.
So beachandpeach.org. And if people don't have the time to register but want to show up,
please come. My Park Service permit specifies that it's a free and public beach and that this is not closed merely to people who have registered. It's an open beach and all are welcome to. It's a free beach. Come lie down on the sand.
All right. Brad Newsham from beachandpeach.org. And I wish you luck with your event and I look forward to seeing the photos afterwards.
Thank you so much. They'll be posted all over the internet.
All right. Well, you have a nice weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.